WJTL Ben Fuller, who I am. Good morning to you and happy Thursday. It's 7:21.
Weather-wise today, have a frost advisory again in effect till about 9 a.m. Otherwise, sunny skies, a high of 60 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low 39. Tomorrow, looking sunny with a high of 67. Over the weekend, warming up. Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 71. Sunday, sunny skies and a high of 73. Right now in Lancaster, clear skies, 33 degrees. In Harrisburg, 35.
Today, our special guest, our friend Brad Ortenzi, is with us. He's with Zoe International. Good morning again, Brad.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Great to have you here. Before we talk about Zoe International, you are an Ephrata police officer, detective. Then you and your wife went to Thailand to be missionaries. And tell us a little bit about what it was like to experience the church in Thailand and what you found there.
Yeah, it was great. You know, my wife and I often joke to ourselves of that we were going to go to Thailand and experience the Christian culture there and hopefully bring something of what our Christian culture means to the Thai people. But it was actually worked in reverse of that, just watching and doing life with the Thai people, how they just do their day and how much Jesus means to them in the midst of all of that was a life-changing experience.
And whether in Ephrata or in Thailand, you have worked to help those who have been impacted by human trafficking. Tell us about what Zoe is doing.
Yeah, so again, Zoe, we're global here, specifically in the southeast region of Pennsylvania. We are the coordinating organization for both the Berks and Lancaster counties human trafficking task force. So that puts us in a really unique position where we're on the stings with police and our advocates and our mentors are meeting with the women that we're coming in contact with.
Wow. So you're doing that throughout Berks and Lancaster County?
Correct. We've been doing some consulting in other counties, kind of showing how we have set up here. And there's been some possibilities of maybe expanding to other counties. But right now, we're specifically the coordinating organization for Berks and Lancaster County.
Yeah, that's amazing that you're able to be in that position to work with those county agencies, but then also to be there for those who are being impacted by the trafficking.
It's a very unique situation. And one, we actually have some senators looking at this whole process to see how we can duplicate that in other parts of the state. But we're in a very blessed position to be able to minister to those that are victims of human trafficking. And not only that, we're able to do some really great stuff with some girls in some county organizations and county shelters to prevent them from being trafficked in the first place.
Because they are the ones who are going to be looked at as the most vulnerable.
Absolutely. We're always looking for the most highly vulnerable here in Berks and Lancaster County and starting our prevention and mentoring programs with them.
How is the church helping you in that effort?
Yeah, great way. And again, we wouldn't do this without the church. We couldn't do this without the church. So funding comes from the church. We're completely 100% private funded. So funding comes from the church and from believers that believe in what we're doing. But also we're always looking for volunteers to help us with some projects and things of that nature. So yeah.
How can folks get more information about what you're doing?
Our website, gozoe.org. All our information's on there. My contact information's on there. Again, we want to do as much as we can to get the word about human trafficking in your community and how we can attack vulnerability in our communities, which is what the church is designed to do. And that helps and inevitably helps combat human trafficking.
And you have a lot of that information online, but you're also willing to come out to churches, other organizations to talk about what you do and about the vulnerabilities out there.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter how small the group is, we will come and share what we're doing with this ministry.
GoZoe.org. It's Z-O-E. So GOZOE.org. Check it out online. You can get a lot of information there. If you want to contact Brad, have him come out and speak, you can do that as well. What's the best way our listeners can, excuse me, pray for you right now, Brad?
Yeah, you know, just for our team globally, just to keep into the fight. It's hard work. We're in the trenches day in and day out, and sometimes it gets tiring. So just for that, and really, quite honestly, for the vulnerable as well. Just making sure they get the help and what they need.
We want to encourage you to pray for Brad and his team. You could check it out online as well. GoZoe.org. Brad, thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you,
Jim. We loved having you. Consumed by Fire, back to the music on WJTL. Good morning.